Good evening, my dear listeners. It is I, Asmodeus, the vampire, from Friend of the Family. There, I said it. My vacation has rounded third, and I'm nearly back and home for the holidays. Hooray. I wanted, slash am forced, to get out a few more of these letters to Asmodeus before the year is through, so, well, here we are. I am now in Atlantic City. I think I took the wrong flight. I'm at a bar in a restaurant of some kind. Wiggles, Applejacks, McGuffey's, something like that. I don't know what it's called. There are Christmas lights on the bar for no damned reason, and metal pictures of Marilyn Monroe playing pool with Humphrey Bogart, and some bizarre shrine to a local Little League team. I'm waiting for the woman who served me cowabunga fries to get off of work. She'll be giving me a ride to her favorite casino, where I plan to win big. Now, before we begin with the letters, I must read as Keith demands it. I am a vampire. Any advice I give you is pretty much always wrong. Don't do what I tell you. This advice is for entertainment purposes only, and anything Asmodeus says does not represent the views, opinions, or advice of the Belford Clan, Strange and Unusual Productions, or anyone who blah blah blah. Let's move on, shall we? Question the first. Dear Asmodeus, my fiancé and I just announced our engagement. Mazel tov. We were visiting her family this last weekend, and I met her mom and dad, lovely, lovely people, her aunt, a kind of fun, shrewish spinster, she's pretty cool, her dog K2 is a great dog, oh, and her sister, a very nice woman who used to bartend at a bar I frequented in college. She actually made me my favorite cocktail, a gimlet. I chose it as my favorite cocktail the night she left town and the night we hooked up. Years ago. 2 years ago, if I'm being totally honest. Should I say something? She didn't. She acted like she didn't even remember me, so maybe that's what she'd prefer? I mean, it was a big deal for me. I kind of became a party animal that year. I got a tattoo to remember her. An anchor hanging from the moon. She has one on her inner thigh, so I'm pretty sure her sister hasn't seen it. But she has seen mine. It's on my back. So, do I talk to the older sister? Do I tell my fiancé about all this? Do I just hide it? I mean, I could just always keep my shirt on during the holidays, right? Signed, Trying to be a good guy. Dear trying to hide a tattoo, my instinct is to come clean because there is like a 70% chance they are both freaks and you just won the goddamn lottery. However, if you are not quite up to that, don't say anything. It's very likely the sister really doesn't remember you. If you had left any sort of impression, she'd have said something. Or failing that, she knows better than to ever bring it up again. Unlike you. Now, if the tattoo comes up with your bride, this is where preparation is key. Make a friend of yours get the same tattoo. When sleeping or tricking them into owing you lots of money. If your fiancé ever asks, say that you got the tattoo to celebrate that friend hooking up with some really hot bartender, and this is key, that you never met personally. He brought the design to you. For the sake of class, make sure the friend is at least as attractive as you are. We don't want to suggest she slept with some random gross guy. Regards, A. And now let's see who is next. Ah, dear Asmodeus. My kind of shitty dad just brought me a gift for my birthday, 2 months late. He found it in a small gift shop he racistly called Oriental or whatever. The owner told him what not to do, but my dad wasn't really paying attention and all he told me was, I better clean up after it. It was a weird lumpy egg that just hatched today. I was expecting a lizard or a snake or something. Instead, it's this weird green little person. They called themselves a gork. It can talk, and it says it kind of knows what it is, but it isn't too certain about everything else. Like what it can or can't eat, or if it can get wet, or anything. And I know you have experience with gorks, so what do I do with Gummywad? His name, he picked it. Signed, New Pet Owner. Dear new chef, I am so glad you came to me. First thing is first, the blanket. The dough should be very salty, trust me. You don't want to skimp out here. Make sure you're going for a harder final product than fluffy. You don't need to eat the puff pastry around the gork. You can, but the gork is the star of the show. I begin with a bath, of course. A good opulent red is best. Cooking wine will not do. I like carrots, mushrooms, shallots, no garlic, thank you. Onions are an excellent choice, but I suggest a simple roux made of onions, celery, and carrots used as a thick sort of gravy poured over the gorg. Oh, and they will sometimes helpfully hold the extra veg as they tend to think it's a game. Farming your own is really the best option. Your luck. Wrap the pastry around the entire creature. Simple twine or cooking cord will keep them from escaping, but don't worry. Pop them in the oven after a good long rest in the refrigerator. They tend to find the wait in the fridge boring, so leave some music on for them. The cold will get them ready for that oven. 425 for maybe 45 minutes. Spend this time making any sides you prefer. Marjorie used to love Gork Wellington as a young woman. Gave her the energy to do just about anything. Oh, and pair the dish with a similar red wine as you prepared the dish, of course. Bon appétit. Let's see, do we have time for another? Maybe just a short one, yes. Let's see. Dear Asmodeus, how do I get into voice acting? Curious, in Texas. Dear Texas. I don't know. How would I know? I'm contractually obligated to do this. I suppose become enslaved by a family of assholes? Good luck. Signed, A. That will do for tonight, ladies and gentlemen, and to any who identify as any of the myriad other possibilities. It would appear Brooke is off work now, and it is time I caught my ride. Good night.